Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. There are things you can do right now to lower your tax bill next year. Tax reporter Laura Saunders will be with us in a moment to explain. First, some money and market news you should know. The share of out-of-work Americans collecting unemployment benefits is at a historic low, in part because of tighter rules for those who can get them. In the past, most state unemployment programs conducted random checkups to see if unemployment recipients were actively looking for work. But after the last recession ended, some states began requiring benefit recipients to provide proof of their job search on a weekly or biweekly basis. Last year, only about 30% of those without a job received unemployment benefits. The current strong labor market also means that many people quit their jobs voluntarily, which makes them ineligible for benefits in most cases. A top bank regulator wants to change regulations that could boost loans to low-income borrowers. Next month, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency will propose rules changes to the Community Reinvestment Act that requires banks to serve borrowers of all income levels who live near their branches. In 2017, banks made $482 billion in such loans, which was about 4% of deposits. Under the proposed rule change, banks would have to ensure that loans aren't only made in areas defined as poorer neighborhoods, but that they go to lower-income borrowers as well. The changes to community lending rules would affect about 1,200 banks, including large institutions like J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo. Things get busy for everybody during the holiday season, planning the holidays and travel, wrapping up your work projects, but making the right tax moves now to save you money next year should be near the top of your list. Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders is here with some ideas. So Laura, you know, a lot of times we don't focus on taxes till March or April, but really, now's the time to run the numbers.
Absolutely. Now is the time to pay attention because after December 31st, there's very little that you can do to alter your tax bill. It mostly comes down to maybe putting some money in retirement accounts.
And there are a lot of ways you can manage your tax bill, and going over your tax withholding on your pay stub is really a good place to start.
Everybody should check their withholding this year. Check your withholding. Last year, a lot of people got bad refund surprises because they overhauled the tax code, that is, Congress overhauled the tax code, and also the Treasury Department changed the automatic paycheck withholding. And so people got these bad surprises. Maybe they actually got a tax cut, but it looked like they didn't because they got a lower refund or no refund at all, maybe a surprise tax bill. Because of all the bad surprises last year, the IRS improved its withholding calculator. And so it's much easier to figure it out, and I urge everybody to do that.
And it's also important to figure out whether you should itemize your deductions.
Oh, absolutely. Until the overhaul of 2017, about 30% of taxpayers itemized their deductions on Schedule A. That's where you put in, you save receipts and you put in for your home mortgage interest and your state and local taxes and your charitable contributions and things like that. Now, before the overhaul, about 30% of Americans itemized. Now, only about 10% do. Most people don't need to do it at all. And another thing is that you should check your strategy, because maybe you almost have enough to itemize it with those charitable deductions. Maybe you want to bunch your deductions and make them every 2 years instead of every year or every 3 years. So in those years, you can take itemized deductions, and the other years, you can take the standard deduction.
And for the tax year 2019, mm-hmm. when we will be filling out our tax forms mm-hmm. in early 2020, the standard deduction has come up?
The standard deduction is $12,200 for singles and $24,400 for married couples filing jointly. So it almost doubled from before the overhaul.
And so it's good to take those numbers and measure it against what you would be getting if you were to itemize.
Exactly.
Okay. How should people evaluate the retirement savings plans?
There's some kinds of retirement plans like IRAs and Roth IRAs where you have until April 15th to open them and fund them for the previous year. But it's not always the case. And so if you have a SEP IRA, you have actually till October 15th. That goes on longer. In other cases, like with, I think with a solo 401k, you have till October 15th, but the account had to be set up by December 31st, the year before. So you would have till October 15th of 2020 to fund your solo 401k, but it had to be set up by December 31st, 2019.
So review the kind of account you have and then see what the rules are.
See what all the rules are for both for funding it and for opening it.
Now, most filers must pay 90% of their income in self-employment taxes by year end. The tax overhaul seemed to create confusion about that. And in the past, the IRS allowed for delays that might have resulted, but not anymore.
Well, what happened last year was that there was so much turmoil over refunds and taxes owed and not paying in 90% and things like that, that they waived penalties. But they're not going to do that this year, so that's another good reason to check that withholding.
And this time of the year, a lot of people think about giving to charities, and it's a good idea for them to strategize where they get the money from and how they donate.
You need to always give to qualified charities if you want a deduction. But it's important to know that there are different ways to do it. If you're going to use those bunching strategies that we talked about, where you give more every 2 or 3 years in order to get a deduction, you might want to give it to the charity directly, but you might want to give it to a donor advised fund where you can build up an account, you get the deduction right away, but you don't have to give the money away out of the account until you want to, and it can be invested and grow tax-free. That's one kind of strategy to use. Another strategy would be to donate appreciated stock rather than simply writing a check for cash to a charity. Donating appreciated stock held in a taxable account can be really, really a great benefit because you don't have to pay tax on this appreciated asset, and you get a full deduction for the market value of it within certain limits.
And then there's the kiddie tax.
Oh, yes.
You got to be aware of that.
Yeah. Well, not everybody does, but many people do. If you're going to give gifts or income or something like that to a young person who's under age 24, you have to be aware they could be taxed on it at a very high rate. Basically because of changes made in 2017, we've always had this kiddie tax. It's on unearned income, that like from investments. It's not on, you know, people mowing lawns and scooping ice cream and things like that. So if you're thinking about giving some kind of asset to a young person who's 24 or under, you should get familiar with the kiddie tax.
And then I thought this was interesting. It's a good idea to keep an eye on how Congress might extend some tax breaks.
Oh, yes. This is a perennial drama. It comes up all the time. We have tax breaks that expired in, I think, 2017, 2018, and 2019. Congress hasn't extended them yet. They may still extend them, but, you know, it might be at the last minute. It might be early next year. So we'll report on it when it happens.
What sorts of things are on the list of those tax breaks?
Well, there's some tax breaks for tuition, for medical expenses, mortgage debt forgiveness, all kinds of things. Oh, energy efficiency as well.
Okay. And so they may choose any one of those or several of those from that list to take on.
Well, they might, but there are dozens of provisions on the list. I think some of them have to do with racehorses and things like that.
All right. We'll keep an eye on Congress.
All right.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders. Laura, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.